You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 4. Chill! Hello everybody, this is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of YPG, and a Premier Boy Podcast. Welcome to all the episodes of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Hope all is well. And I feel like I'm a special guest. She is also part of the Co-op crew, and she got a podcast show called Badass Fabulous. And we'll be talking to her about her podcast show and many more. And y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Tornasol, and you are tuned in to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Keep rising.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I will be giving y'all the Benjamin Facts quote of the day. And today's quote of the day is, stop feeling guilty about your hustle. And what I mean by that is, stop feeling guilty about what you need to do to make some extra money. Or if you want to turn that hustle into your main thing. You never know where it could take you. You should not be ashamed of what you're doing, as long as you're doing it, trying to provide for your family and for yourself to better yourself. So stop feeling guilty about your hustle. Show people that you're doing a lot. Show people that you're doing things. And that is today, Mr. Gentleman Facts quote of the day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from, and where they're at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast spin-off series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
This is Paige from the Badass Fabulous podcast, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I got my special guest. She is also a part of the co-op crew. She got a podcast show called Badass Family Podcast. She is an amazing girl. She also going to be speaking on the Podcast Fest this coming March. We got Paige in the building. Paige, how you doing?
Ken, I'm great. Wonderful. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. I'm good. You know, welcome to my show.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, so are you ready for this interview?
I am.
All right. So we're going to start off with, where are you from?
All right. So I'm originally from Nigeria, Oh, wow. Basically. Yeah. And I live in the New York metro area right now for the last like 15, 16 years or so.
Okay. Nice. New York in the building. New York in the building. Nice. So let's talk about, you know, your beginning of life, like your life journey. So like, how have you been like growing up, and then compared to how you've been now?
Let's see. So growing up, I was very quiet, really shy. I was one of those kids who always kept to herself. My Barbie dolls. And I think it's because I was a middle kid as well, right? So I don't know if you've heard about the middle kid syndrome. But I had a very curious mind, so I would always do a lot of things, a lot of creative things. I would be interested in how things worked and, you know, like the behaviors of people as well. I also loved fashion and dressing up and making all sorts of clothes out of clothes I had, dressing up friends in all sorts of fun outfits. And I loved music. I loved dancing, listened to all sorts of music. And we also traveled quite a lot. And I always looked forward to just being in a new environment. And I think today, all those things have really made me quite a creative person. Right. So I love exploring. I'm still very curious. Now I'm on a new path, a completely different path from what I've been doing as a career. And I think I could get into that later if you want. But basically, after 14 years in corporate America, I'm kind of going back to exploring and doing the things I actually really love. So the creative side of me.
Nice, big thing. Anything you said something about middle kid, I mean, I could definitely relate because I am a middle kid as well.
So
I could definitely relate. And I am a creative person as well. So we definitely got some things in common. So if you could describe yourself with one word, what would that word be and why?
I would say peculiar. And I think it's because people meet me, like we meet everyone, and immediately want to put me in a box or a category of women or types of people, but I don't fit in any of those, right? So my journey has taught me that I'm really a special type of human being. And so I even have friends who know me well after 20 years, and they're like, oh, I never knew that about you, because I'm always learning, always studying something. So my core values remain the same, but as I study and learn new things, really weird, nerdy stuff as well, I think I'm always changing. So I find that people can figure me out like quite easily. So I'm also learning to, you know, not be so peculiar.
Nice. So before you talk about your podcast show, Badass Fabulous, what inspired you to start a podcast?
I would say my journey, right? So that definitely inspired me. I realized that, I realized that through my career, I wasn't living life fully, nor was I doing the things that really, truly made me happy or made me click. And I wasn't really doing, like, I would have fun, party with friends. I used to party a lot, you know, New York City, back in college and stuff. But I just wasn't really having fun. So I could also see the trajectory of becoming successful, and I didn't want it because I didn't feel any joy when I saw that vision of where I was headed. So I was tired of like faking living a happy and a grateful life. And so it just got me on a path to really seek for something more about life. And basically through the years, I have learned that it's really not just what you're looking for, but I was seeking for something deeper. So I think on that journey, I kind of found God. You know, nice. I was looking for something more than life. I learned about nurturing, you know, having a nurturing relationship with God. And I also learned about the principles of the kingdom of God. And that really helped me to see that so many people in this world are so unhappy. They're deeply unfulfilled, and they also are accepting that state of being. So when last year hit, I also knew that I had to put something out there, and you know, something that could really help people stay sane through like the madness of the pandemic, and a way to, you know, find a way to really get excited about life again. So that's really what inspired me. Like, I just want people to get excited about life and their future and, you know, everything they're doing. So.
Okay. Nice. And you know, I took the time to listen to, you know, Badass on Fabulous podcast, and it is an amazing show. Trust me. I remember when I started listening to, I would just listen to like back to back. I'm like, oh, this show really is dope. Wow. So tell us about the podcast show. And how did, like, what made you came up with the name, and how did the idea come together?
Sure. So it's the Badass Fabulous podcast, as you know. So badass actually stands for courage, right? Mm. It's having clarity and knowing what you want to do and being aligned and having that courage to go do it. And then fabulous is when you actually do those things, you know, you go through whatever life challenges, you know, you go through, you grow through that experience. Fabulous is you become more of yourself because you learn more about yourself. You appreciate yourself more. You trust in your ability more, you know, the more you go through in life. So you can only be as fabulous as, how comfortable you feel in your being and in your body. So that's how Badass Fabulous came about. So it's basically a courage and a faith-based podcast about self-truth, which is more of discovering more of yourself and who you are and who you're supposed to be in the world. So with the podcast, I hope to help people discover more of themselves and more of God while creating a meaningful life intentionally. And there are also a lot of people who don't know what they want to do in their lives, and they don't even try, right, to like seek for those things. And then there are other people who actually know what they want, but they just lack that courage to actually go and do it. They just don't believe in themselves, right? Mm-hmm. So I was able to come up with this framework that helps people to get into a divine alignment, just so they could start creating this journey, you know, to get to know themselves better, that I could share that with you later as well. So that's really it.
Okay, nice. And let my listeners know where they could listen to it.
Sure. So you can listen to the Badass Fabulous podcast on iTunes, Spotify, whatever platform you prefer for your podcast. To listen to your podcast, you can tune in. I'm there. Just anything that exists, I'm there.
Okay, nice. So what is the goal for your podcast show, and what message you want to bring to your audience? I'm pretty sure you probably said this already.
No, so it's a little different, actually. So The goal for my audience, so I first of all always like to look at, okay, who's my audience and how can I help them? But the key goal is to teach them how to go from a beautiful mess to a fabulous glory, which is really my journey, right? And I'm still, you know, trying to become that fabulous glory. It's a life's long journey, I think. And there are three main things. But first, my audience, they are people who are seeking for something more in life. And they just, some of them could either have like all the material stuff, all the wealth, or, you know, they're happy financially, whatever, but they're just not happy with their lives. They're not in love with living life, right? And they're everyday. So basically, they have this deep yearning for, you know, to break out and become this alive person, you know, like there's just something in there that they really need to come out and they're just not sure what it is. And then there are some people who just want to know how to be more fabulous in life, be more comfortable in their being and, you know, to do it in a godly way as well. So the three main things with my message, I want people to be able to, you know, make that decision to actually say, okay, this life is a journey. I want to discover more of myself so I can unapologetically become who I was created to be. And I know that when they get to, when people get to a certain level of themselves, you know, like they're seeking for something, then once they get to that level, there's a certain dimension you get to where you're like, okay, enough of me. What's next? And then they actually start to seek for God or the things of God, or that's something more. And that usually would lead them to, you know, beginning their own personal journey on seeking for the things of God, because no one can do that for them. Yeah. And the other thing is to live a life of excellence and become a person of value. And only a person can determine that, like, are we doing things truthfully? Are we being good people to other humans? And you know, the more you discover about yourself, I believe you automatically want to become this person of excellence. And then the third thing is to live and create your life more intentionally by using baby steps. You know, a lot of people want to just leap, but baby steps really, really wins the race.
Nice, deep message. So if you had to give one word to why people should listen to your podcast show, what would that one word be?
Truth.
Truth? Mm. Nice.
Why? I could say more on that.
Yeah, you can say a little bit more.
So I feel we're living in this world today where so many people are just in the dark, right? They're kind of lost and people are just trying to find themselves with the pandemic, with all the crazy stuff going on. So the podcast, I really just go through very simple techniques and very simple, you know, I give a simple message on how people can really just get on that journey, know yourself more, love God more, you know, try to get in divine alignment. And as people grow, their purpose unfolds as they grow. So they shouldn't focus too much on, you know, just purpose, but they should focus on growing as well. Yes. So, yeah, in baby steps.
Yeah, definitely true. So if you could give me your dream guest to, if you want to be on for your podcast show, give me like three people that you want to interview for your show.
Ooh, okay. So the first person I have is a designer, Diane von Furstenberg. I love her so much. I think she's such a firecracker and she's just in her own being. She's very truthful to herself and others. And I love that rawness of her. The second person is T.D. Jakes, who is a pastor. Who I love so much. And I think listening to him for many years now, you know, he really get, you know, just his messages helped me get through a lot of stuff. And the third person is Badass Buzz. I don't know if you know her, Bozoma St. John. She's the CMO of Netflix currently. And she's just badass. Like, she's badass. She believes in action. She believes in faith and just all those things. Just, you know, I love her, even though I don't know her.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
So you have a big opportunity coming up. Now, you will be speaking at this year's Podcast Fest. So how do you get the opportunity?
Yeah, so how did I get this? So basically, I'm part of a group. It's a Facebook group, and I think I received an email from someone I had connected with from that group, and the person just sent me a link and told me that I would be a good person to have, like, to speak at the Podfest Global conference. But I don't even think the person works with them or anything, but just thought of me. So it's really interesting because when I read it, it said, oh, you need to have a podcast for a year. You need to, you know, there were a bunch of things that I just didn't qualify for, but I'm like, hey, whatever, it came my way, I'll just do it. That's part of courage, right? So I didn't even think I would get accepted, but lo and behold, now I'm speaking. It's a case study, so it's not like a full stage, but it's still amazing to have that opportunity.
And you know, that is a dope opportunity. You know, congrats to you on that. And let them know what day you'll be on it, so people can tune in, where they can get the tickets, stuff like that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So you can go to I actually don't know the link. It might be podfestglobal.com, but I'll send it to you to send it out to people. Okay, and if you're currently looking to get a ticket, I have tickets that people can get for free for, you know, just to attend the whole conference. And they can use the code BAFXPODFEST. So that's PODFEST. And they get a free ticket for your audience. So
nice. Well, you know, I'll be at the podcast for, you know, supporting you, so you know, so
thank you.
So
yeah, I appreciate it.
So not only that, you're a podcast host, you're also a coach and a mentor. What made you want to go on that route?
Yes, so it's more of a life and spiritual counseling route. I would say a lot of people do consider coaching. And I do love to support, like, very busy people who are creating solutions to make the world a better place, because that's everything I stand for. And with people having very busy lives, you know, I try to help them get more inner peace and joy, you know, with the success they're trying to build. And that's really hard to do, you know, to have all those simultaneously. It's just almost impossible these days. So I chose to do that basically for my journey. And so I quit my job in investment banking after 7 years. This was my very first job out of college. Yeah, it was very, very stressful. So I had all sorts of life experiences, but when I quit, I decided to start a business immediately. And I eventually had to put the business on stealth mode after a couple of years. But I then started trying to figure out how to find myself, which also led me to God. I talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
So, but basically, while working on the business, I met some amazing people because I had a luxury concierge part of the business where I would help people, you know, get really unique items in fashion that was very hard to get and other stuff. But basically, I met some amazing people. They started talking to me about life, you know, not just the service that they were getting. You know, like, I would have a client who would, like, come to me and, you know, maybe he's trying to get something for his wife that's really amazing and special. Or a lady who's, you know, trying to get a gift for a partner because of some issues they might be having. I'm always interested in knowing why they want to spend so much or to do things. And I would give them advice like, hey, what you're doing, it's not going to make any difference to the situation or improve it. Why not do this instead? Right. So So a lot of times they wouldn't, people started coming to me for advice on their situations and not just, you know, the service, basically. So that was something, you know, that was an insight I got, you know, that was my very first tip, I would say, in the whole counseling and coaching world, right?
Wow.
But while I was doing that, I was also teaching soul vision board classes for fun, you know. So these are vision board classes. We do meditation and we create really amazing vision board classes, and or vision boards rather. And then when people create the vision boards, they meet with me one-on-one to turn the vision board into an action map. So literally turning that vision board into a goal, like creating goals out of your vision. And then we work like for 6 weeks to implement those goals into their busy lives, right? So I did this a lot with my corporate crew and, you know, other communities and things like that. But the interesting thing with that is the business aspect kind of went down due to a life experience I was going through. And so when that happened, I kind of put everything on hold, right? And that's really where my journey began. So I did Vipassana meditation. I don't know if you heard of it. It's like the rawest form of like Buddhist meditation.
Nah,
Yeah.
I don't think so. Nah.
No, okay. Yeah. So this was like before, like on the beginning of my journey while I was still searching for something more. You know, but now it's like I have found, you know, my God, I should say. But basically, Vipassana meditation. So I learned a lot about like Buddhist, how just meditation. It's pure silence, right? It's basically a 10-day camp, almost 2 weeks. You spend in pure silence. You don't talk to anybody. You literally, you're alone with your thoughts and. You know, but you go through a technique on just cleansing things from your soul. Basically, that's what it is. So it's really interesting. So with that journey, I feel I'm you know, going way off, but basically it's about, you know, the route, like how I got to where I am today, right? So after that, also remembering after 5 years or 4.5 years of, you know, the business kind of running on stealth mode, I also took a break, right? And I decided to go to Thailand to, you know, meet with a friend. One of my best friends lives there. And she's like, just come for a few weeks. And, you know, so we decided to just go to one of these islands where you just learn a lot about healing and basically just be alone. And all you do is eat like really fresh food and, you know, they feed you really well, but you're also cleansing and doing a lot of stuff. So I learned a lot. I met very interesting people. And there was a lady that I met in a cafe there. And the very first thing she said to me was, "My goodness, you have so much self-doubt and you're such an amazing person." And I'm like, "What? How dare you say that to me?" You know, I thought I was very, you know, I always had this face of being very confident, you know. So I kind of faked it at the time, all the time, you know. But anyway, she was right. She was so right, you know. And that really got me thinking deep, you know, into learning more about myself and trying to figure out, okay, I do not have that much confidence. I'm technically very scared of like putting out this business, doing all these things. And it also, because of what had happened, I lacked the courage to like start something new. Like every time I would want to start, I would kind of stop because I was afraid. So that again, this was all part of my journey, right? In discovering, okay, what was more. So I learned a lot about myself, the body, healing with food, you know, how a lot of times it might not be, oh, I'm not confident. Sometimes it could be maybe I just had the wrong breakfast or the wrong foods that
True,
would
true.
put my brain in a spiral mode and would not let me function. You know, I used to have coffee and cake for breakfast. Like that was me, you know, every day. Like, and now it's I don't have you know, I'm very weird with food, but I just eat, you know, more wholesome foods, basically. I do love snacking, but I'm not going to, you know, go for a snack before I have a really important meeting or I'm teaching a
Of
workshop.
course.
Yeah, so anyways, fast forward, long story short, I have learned, you know, Ayurveda, how to like heal with food. I've learned about energy healing and energy management because at the end of the day, if you don't have good energy, it'll be so hard for you to like focus through the day, make the right decisions to move on in life or you know, work on important stuff. You'll be easily distracted. I've learned so many other techniques. I got an NLP license, which is neuro-linguistic programming, and a bunch of other trainings as well. So today I still teach my vision board classes. I work with conscious leaders and you know, people who are really looking to make the world a better place. I also have a master's in social impact business and impact investing, which is I really was going to go into impact investing, but maybe down the line we'll see. I just love working with extraordinary humans, help them figure out their inner peace and joy, you know, as they find success, because that you really want success with joy and inner peace, right? So I also do my podcast. I teach self-realization workshops like the Art of Self-Love that I actually taught that to a group yesterday. So that's really it. And oh, the final part, I do mentor inner city kids and college kids as well. And I give career advice and life advice as well. So that's it.
Big thing, you did your big thing. I might need to talk to you about that, the energy thing, a little bit later when we get off here.
Yeah, I'd love to share anything that could, you know, help. Yeah.
Got you. But as you know, we are in a pandemic. We are still in a pandemic. We're about to be in a year in the pandemic. what did you learn in during the pandemic? And how did it affect you?
Oh, the pandemic. Let's talk about the pandemic. Okay, so it was really rough, you know, like when it hit. I had my year planned. My 2020 was planned out, and it required a lot of traveling, a lot of, you know, so many different things. I was planning a retreat, you know, it was just insane, but everything kind of went down the drain, like everything I wanted to work on. So I learned how to regroup. I knew I had to regroup immediately. I knew I had to figure out, okay, but because that's how I operate normally, like if there's a challenge, something happens out of my control, I'm like, okay, what's next? You know, that's just how I normally operate. So I was like, okay, what's next? It's probably going to be for a few weeks, but when I learned that, okay, it's probably here to stay, you know, after about a few weeks, I really learned that this life is so precious. You know, you learned so many people passed away. We do not control anything. We do not control life. We don't control our lives, right? We can only understand that there is this flow of life that's already set in motion, right? And we need to find our personal flow in what's been already set in motion, you know, like with earth and with the trees that grow, how you see a flower bloom on the first day of spring, no matter how crazy winter was, right? So you'll start to understand like there's this flow of life. So I learned how to surrender to this flow, right? How to really just understand, and I believe it's the flow of God is how we design things and how he makes things work. Some people call it holy surrenderance, you know, finding your purpose. And I really just submitted myself to be a vessel. I realized like I could be one of those who could panic and be scared, or I could actually find a way to be used and help other people more, right? Because I couldn't help people, you know, or clients if I was in a state of worry and fear. So that also forced me to step up, you know, my game. So I really had to go to God a lot. It was really a year of fasting and prayer. I think That's what I did all year, really, you know, to understand God more, to understand what I needed to be doing, how I could really help people with whatever resources I had in terms of, you know, knowledge or, you know, everything I'd learned. So that's what I learned in the pandemic, really.
Well, yeah. You know, the pandemic affect a lot of people. It did affect me too. It also helped me get closer to God as well. So I actually get my life back to God during the pandemic. So yeah, the pandemic was crazy.
Yeah. I did hear one of your episodes where you talked about that, where you kind of got a little sick, I think.
Yeah,
and then you started talking to God more. I'm like, yay, that's awesome.
It was a lot. So let's get back to brighter notes. So as you know, we are in Black History Month right now. So why is it important for us to know more about our history in Black History Month? And should Black History Month be like more than like 1 month?
So Black History Month, it's very important. So as you know, I didn't grow up here in America, right?
Yeah.
So it's when we think of Black History Month, I'm like, why is there a Black History? You know, this is at first, you know, when I came here for college.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, why do we have to have a Black History Month? And then I really had to learn about the history of America, how the country was built, you know, what it meant to be. I never saw myself different from any other human, because where I grew up, you know, everyone's Black, basically.
Yeah.
You know, but here it's like I came with that same mindset, but at the same time I also wanted to learn more, or I had to learn more about the history of America, how it was built, what being Black in America actually meant, from personal experiences that I had never gone through in my life growing up, you know, to, you know, some horrible experiences, especially working in corporate America, right? But I never categorized them as like racism or any of those things until I complained to friends about what happened, and they will tell me, hey, this is racism. I know we're not talking about racism here, that really, those are the experiences that helped me to understand what racism was, right? And why I was being treated in certain ways, or if that was even the possibility of why, you know, certain things would happen in corporate America. And I, you know, got to find out a few things that were true. So it's so important for everyone who's Black, you know, in America, who's not Black in America, to really learn about the history of this country, to learn about who really built up this country, you know, why the country is where it is today, you know, to really learn about, you know, why, you know, we Black people seem so angry at certain things that might happen. It's really, you know, when you learn about the history, you just get to understand and put yourself in another person's shoes. And that's the only way we can really move forward together. So everyone needs to learn this history. And this remembrance, it's so important to remember, you know, the people that came before us, the people who did great things in this country. So Black History Month is just, you know, I love, you know, learning more, because so many people are putting really good stuff out there about, you know, old stories about other people. So it's just great to always relearn every year about like what's actually going on.
I agree. We do need Black History Month more than just 1 month. So
it's through the year. I think it needs to be done through the year. You know, like
I agree. Highlight
voices through the year, not just, which is why I'm so happy, you know, Black Lives Matter happened. You know, yes, there was a lot of violence, you know, from the police. I won't go into that, you know, but at the same time, it really helped to start that conversation in corporate, you know, in the financial industry, because I still do have a lot of friends there and people I work with. But these are really important things, and it's time, you know, that, you know, our true value, you know, shows individually, as opposed to just being, you know, treated or shown or put in a box because of our skin color. So yeah, all for that.
Yeah, agree. Yeah, definitely agree. So let's get back to brighter notes now. So what are your dream ventures, something that you always want to do?
Okay, so this I love because something I would love to do is to get a group of really amazing minds or people that I love and or just people in general that I think are just amazing human beings and get a private jet, fly them to an island somewhere, have fun, probably have a DJ even. Maybe teach a few workshops or have a few people like come and teach things that could really elevate us, elevate our souls the kingdom way. Not just, everything seems to be so spiritual now. And I personally believe that there is a dark way of accessing your spiritual life, and there is also the way of God, which is a light, the light way, so. But just to like teach, more of the kingdom stuff and to have fun, on this island and just nourish each other and, edify each other, basically. That would be a dream.
Yeah, that actually sounds like a dope idea. I wouldn't mind doing something like that. That sounds like a really dope idea.
Okay, you're on. You're coming then.
Yeah, put me on. Yeah, put me on for that.
Yeah.
So what other pro? I know you're already doing a lot anyway, but what do you got anything else going on? What other project you got going on?
So it's really so something I'm doing this year is really just strengthening my message. I think it's very vast in terms of what I'm looking how I'm looking to help people. So really trying to see how I can grow the podcast definitely. Because I think that's a way I can actually help more people, not necessarily one-on-one, because that's like, our capacity. But it's really strengthening my message, my brand. I really that those are just little projects, but also teaching more workshops. Like I talked about the art of self-love. I teach on a bunch of different topics as well. So really just trying to, I guess, niche down and figure out, what do I really want to teach or bring to the world? So, and I'm always learning. I'm always taking courses. I'm always learning about the mind, always learning about the human body. So, yeah.
Okay, nice. So, what do you have to say for anybody that's going the same route as you? Like, to say something inspirational.
The first thing I would say is be patient. Be very patient. God is real. He's still in business. He really does give direction. It does seem like it's a lot of chaos, but he's still in control, people. He's still in control. So we need to always remember that and relax in that. And it's also important to know that that you need to do the work. You need to do the necessary work, the inner work. Whatever skills you have to build, whatever you need to build spiritually, because you're going to need it where you're supposed to go. Basically, yeah.
Okay, nice, deep, nice. So before you go, we're gonna play a little segment game called Five Random Topics, where I ask you five topics and you give me a short or long response on the topic that I give you. Are you ready?
I am ready. Let's go.
All right, so first topic, what was your favorite thing to do before the pandemic?
I would say travel, like just go to cities I've never been. Yeah.
Okay, nice. What's your favorite food?
Thai food.
Oh wow, me too.
Yeah.
That's my favorite type of food as well. What's your favorite type of music?
Gospel.
Okay, nice. What is a movie that you dislike?
It's so interesting. I don't know because I haven't watched a movie. I'm very picky about the movies I watched, and lately I've really enjoyed, the few I've seen. But I haven't watched movies in a long time. Yeah.
Okay, for you. All right, and last one, you probably said a little bit of this. What is your goal for 2021 and beyond?
Yeah, I think it's to continue to grow, in who I believe God created me to be, to not lose sight of that as I'm, working on the podcast and to make sure I'm focusing on that as I also grow my relationship with Him, of course. But yeah, just strengthening my message and try to, just be and But yeah, just help more people the best I can with all the amazing knowledge that I have within me. So that's
okay,
it.
Okay. Okay, nice, nice. Well, Paige, thank you for coming on my show. And, you know, keep doing your thing. You know, a lot of big things. Keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing with Badass Fabulous Podcast. Good luck with the PodFest speaking. And just continue to do big things, you know.
Thank you.
So, what I need you to do is drop your social media and everything that you do. Drop your podcast where they could reach, where they could listen. And also drop where about the PodFest once again. Drop everything.
Sure. So you can listen at the Badass Fabulous Podcast. Badass Fabulous are the words together, because you can't be badass without being fabulous. Instagram, I'm on Instagram, so that's at Badass Fabulous. What else? I'm on Facebook at Badass Fabulous. Everything at Badass Fabulous. You can also attend PodFest Global, the summit, at podfestglobal.com. I believe that's it. And you can use the code BAFXPodFest to get a free ticket for your special audience. So that's really it. Thanks so much.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Paige, once again for coming on, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series. That brought to you shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About Music Podcast is a music spin-off series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, The Old School Show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. Every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B, where we talk about anything relationship related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spin-off Series Thursday, A Conversation About Music Podcast, every first Thursday. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursdays, and Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for spin-off series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. I just want to take the time and thank everybody for tuning in to the new episode. Thank you to my special guest, Paige, from Badass Fabulous Podcast for coming on the show. Everybody, like, check out her podcast show. It's an amazing show. It's out now. Also, check out on the Podcast Fest, you know, from in March. She's doing big things. Keep doing your thing. And y'all already know, if y'all haven't yet, tune in to the Premier Bay Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, DJ Retro, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mal. New season coming real soon. Also, check out Mr. Aaron Sands' show, Can't Talk with Aaron Sands. First two episodes out now. I am executive producer on the show. So y'all want to see my face, but support my bro on that project. And yeah, y'all already know where I'm at on Sundays. Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast each and every Sunday. We on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and many more. If y'all don't want to listen to the full soundtrack of the show, y'all can listen to it on YouTube. Y'all can listen to the interview segment part. Go on my YouTube page, subscribe, and listen on YouTube. Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman TV. Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle TV. Let me repeat it. Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle TV on YouTube. Subscribe and support my YouTube content. Also, if y'all interested in being on the show, y'all can DM me, Ken underscore Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N underscore Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N. Or y'all can email me about yourself and everything that you do to my email, Ken, Y-P-G-E-N-T, at gmail.com. You know, I do look for special guests for the main show. If y'all want to talk about your stories and about your brands, or if y'all want to be on Date Night Talk Podcast, ladies, and talk about your love life and anything relationship related. Also, y'all want to be on the Old School Show with myself and DJ Retro and talk everything about old school. Or if y'all want your music played on my show, I would be welcome to play it. Just, you know, send me an email, we can send a note. Speaking of the Old School Show, next week episode of the Old School Show, each and every 4th and 5th Sunday with myself and DJ Retro. So tune in to that. Date Night Talk Podcast coming real soon. And yeah, continue to support Mr. Jim and like the podcast. And y'all already know, thank y'all and have a good night or day whenever y'all listen to the episode.
Hi, this is Michelle Miller from Mentors on the Mic podcast, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle.